Hi everybody, Earley here. Amiga Ireland 2019 has wrapped up, and I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody involved, whether that was in a planned capacity or an unplanned capacity. For example, hanging projectors using cable ties, helping fix Skype issues, or making lovely videos and photos, as we've seen from all over. Thank you so much. And also a massive thank you just to everyone who attended. A huge part of the feedback we get is that the people there are so friendly and amicable. You can't plan for that kind of thing, really. That has nothing to do with the organizers or anything like that. That's purely down to the kind of people who come. So massively appreciated. It's also my favorite part. This first episode was recorded live at Amiga Ireland in January, and it's short because we were so busy we had to make room for more important things. We might change the format or the way we do it next year, who knows. But before we start, there is one final thing I want to say. Please check your email for a survey, and if you can't find it, please check your spam folder. They've been sent to everybody who booked their tickets online, and we will use the feedback and the results to make changes next year. Already, the biggest feedback was a request for a larger venue, which we're going to have secured in the coming weeks and we'll announce then, and also for a dedicated workshop space so that people can go more in depth, which is also already taken care of for next year. So the two biggest ones, but still we'd like to hear as much feedback as possible, and we'll discuss the overall survey results anonymously in the next podcast. Thanks again and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Amiga Ireland Podcast 2019. I'm Irla.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kenny.
And thanks to Kenny for standing in for Luke, who's on his way. He'll be here in about 90 minutes. Thanks so much to everybody for making it, and for everyone who's driven from all around the island here, and everybody who's flown in. Who's flown in from overseas? Okay, how many have we got from Britain? Can we get an auditory woo?
Woo! Okay.
From Greece? Hey, or yeah. Poland? Norway? Hey, all right. Okay, what have we missed? Sweden, yeah. Okay.
Belgium.
Belgium. Yeah, okay, fantastic.
There we go.
Okay, yeah, fair play to everybody. I hope you all have a really nice time here. We want to thank also our sponsors this year, A1200.net, who are making some really interesting replacements, cases, keycaps, tank mics, all kinds of things. We'll have a talk with one of those guys later and find out what it is they're doing at the moment, but you can replace so many parts of your Amiga now that it's like a trigger's broom. We've also got Aeon sponsoring us, and they're going to be here in a while, and hopefully they'll have a few goodies to sell. Commodore The Inside Story, David's book, they're sponsoring us, and Retro Ready. So they're our sponsors this year, and we're very thankful.
And something that we want to say to everyone who's here today is to the day goes very, very, very quickly, and before you know it, you're packing up, going home, going, oh, sure to talk to him, sure to talk to him, sure to talk to her. So do make the time to go around, to meet new people, talk to new people, to make friends, because that's what the Amiga is all about, kind of making connections with like stuff that we all love. So make sure to talk to each other and to get to know more people, and talk to at least one person you don't know over the weekend.
Absolutely. And tomorrow especially is going to be pretty busy in here. So, you know, just have a wander around. If you're doing workshops tomorrow, get to know who's doing the workshop and, you know, sort of make yourself known to them. You know, and we've got a couple of games competitions going on as well. So especially the Sensible World of Soccer competition. The early rounds probably be best to get done today so that, you know, there's a bit of free time tomorrow. And, you know, with people doing different things, it can sometimes be a bit tricky to get it all done in time. So, we'll be starting that today. Keep an eye on that. And if you want to take part in that, Kenny's your man. Go and talk to him.
Yeah, tomorrow is going to be busy, so get started. Let's move on to the next section. Right, a new Mortal Kombat movie is in the works. That looks very promising. And that came in from the Galway Gamer's commentary. And we've got a link to where you can follow the Galway Gamer and all his latest gaming news.
If you've probably seen it on the Facebook groups and in the various forums, but there's a Papercraft Amiga 500 that Rocky Bergen has introduced. It's a really nice looking thing, and you can download the paper files for that, print it, and make your own little Amiga 500 and complete with the monitor and everything. It's a lovely little thing. Yeah, or you can blow it up if you want. Yeah, have a full size one. Yeah.
And all of our workshop hosts are here, or they're either here now or they're going to be here very soon. So if you're attending the workshop, talk to them in advance. The lads already mentioned already, but do try and talk to people who are in your workshop and just get to know them, so you get a bit more comfortable with what you're doing in their workshop. So I think Rob's going to go through who is doing the workshops.
Where's Daniel? Where's Daniel? There he is, over in the corner there.
Put your hand up there, Daniel, so everyone can see.
Daniel's doing a GoTech workshop. Neil Caffergy is going to be doing an Eros workshop. I don't think he's here yet, but when he does get here, you can't miss him because he's about 7 foot tall. So yeah, he's definitely not here yet.
Lightwave 3D will be with Wadib. Where's ClearCos? Here we go. Yeah.
There we go.
Lightwave 3D, excellent.
And Ami Berry is with Demetrius, here in the middle.
Yep. And we also have a raffle for an Amiga 500. So, and this is my donation to the place, but it's a very nice 500. It's in pretty good shape. It's boxed and it has the early style keyboard with the red LEDs. So it's a kind of a sought after one. 6A motherboard. It's all working perfectly. And there's a 512K RAM expansion in there. There's a zip stick. There's a mouse. A power supply. It's a good little bundle. So yeah. There you go. There are tickets available from Ashling on the door there, and we'll be pushing that through the whole weekend.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
This is basically to raise money for the running of this and basically sort of going towards funds for the next year's meetup, basically. So it's all we're not pocketing it, we're not spending it on beer. So buy loads of tickets.
How much are tickets for people to buy?
Ashling knows how much the tickets are. I can't remember. It's something like,
I think 2 euros each.
Something like that. Something and then like you can get a line for a fiver or something. Yeah. Ashling will fill you in. She's the brains of the operation. Let's move on to the gaming section.
So we've got a few gaming competitions today. First of all, we have Sense for World of Soccer. I'm running that. We've done it for the last couple of years. I won it last year and the year before. So
Fix.
So I know I got a target on my head. I've already a few tough games. So if you want to play, there is a board here. We can sign up your name for that. We also going to have a Speedball 2 competition. Anyone play Speedball 2? Yeah, great, good stuff. We're going to have a competition, Rich, run by Alessandro. That's going to be starting tomorrow, I think, is it? The Speedball 2.
Alessandro's on his way, so it'll probably start tonight when we get back from the restaurant.
But there's also a list here of Speedball 2, so if you want to stick your name down for Speedball 2, we can get a section going there.
Yeah, and then we've got a couple of C64 games as well. So we've got a Paper Plane, which was a popular one last year. So Daniel's running that competition. It's Daniel over there in the corner again. And we've got Tower of Rubble with Thomas, and we'll be having that competition tomorrow. The prize for that is a physical copy of the actual game from the developer. So that'll be an interesting one to look at as well, as it looks like a good game.
And for anyone who wants to play a bit of Rainbow Islands, Pixel Vixen over there in the corner, yeah, you can go and get in touch there. She's got a dedicated machine there for it. And if you want to run your own game competition, right, we've got loads of different suggestions. All you got to do is take one of the open machines or ask somebody if you can borrow one of theirs. And just go around and take a few names, get a few people together, and you can have a competition. If we've got a prize, you can even use the prize as well. Skidmarks will be running over here soon, and we've got 4 players going, I think, at the moment.
We will have an 8-player game going.
And Stunt Car Racer, we've got, as of last year, three lovely trophies, one for the Sense of World of Soccer, one for Paper Plane, 3D printed by Daniel Sliginek, and one for Stunt Car Racer. So you can sign up for any of those you want.
And maybe just the last game to mention, does anyone here play Batman the Movie? Few people play that, because we're going to have a long play of Batman the Movie over there in the corner. And if you want to see if you can finish that game in one set of lives, and then the person who finishes it, whoever gets the furthest or finishes quickest, wins a little prize for that as well. So that's one other game to take part in if you want.
Yeah,
cool.
Lovely. Okay, we'll move on to discoveries. So a recent discovery of mine is an excellent YouTube channel called Pixel Vixen, where you can learn about art and deluxe paint all together in one lovely package. And the artist in question is actually here today, and this is some of her work that you can see.
But she doesn't just show her own work, though, on Twitter, on her YouTube channel. She shows how colour works. You know, you can learn about hue, saturation, and value being taught through the interface of Deluxe Paint. It's absolutely excellent. If you're a digital photographer or have any interest in that stuff, it's actually well worth taking a look at. So well done.
Now, I'm fully aware there's a large Polish contingent here, but Adam Podstawczynski has a great website, and he's taken beauty shots, basically, of loads of different retro computers, and there's some really unusual kit. Have you got some of them here? Yeah. Sets them up nicely, has a nice scene set up, and you know, has just a little bit about the machine, and they're really, really nice photographs of the machines. Very interesting to have a look at.
Speaking of going back to the subject of art again, Mark McFadden, who hasn't arrived yet, but he sent me an image of Batman that he painted in Deluxe Paint back in the 90s and sent into Amiga format, and they actually printed it in their magazine. and this is a scan he made of it way back, and thankfully he still has it in good condition. That's pretty cool. So Mark will be with us either later tonight or tomorrow. I can't remember what time he's coming at.
Bambi Amiga is a full-time web server that runs 24/7 all year on an Amiga 1200. The owner is not here yet, but he will be here, and he's usually here for the weekend. If you have an Amiga related website that you want to host it, you can talk to him, and he's very good rates, usually involving a couple of beers. So, definitely have a chat with him when he gets here. It's Darren Glenn is his name, and it's a very, very interesting setup he has.
Okay, let's move on to community events. We're actually going to be very cheeky. There's only one event we're going to talk about, and that's Amiga Ireland 2020. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves. It's the 17th and 18th of January here in Athlone next year, so put it in your diaries, and you can get tickets on Eventbrite starting in the next couple of days. Why not? Get in early. And next we've got a technical question for Rob.
I've got a list of three technical questions here, actually, from attendees, are they, I think? Yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, well, the first one is, can you tell me where I should start troubleshooting my A500? We're looking to even power on because I don't trust the PSU. Well, to be honest, the Amiga PSUs aren't nearly as dodgy as the Commodore 64 ones, and it's probably not the end of the world. So it's worth trying as it is. The 500 is a fairly robust machine. If it has a battery in there, it might be leaking and damage it, but powering it up isn't going to make a difference there. So if it does have a battery in the expansion, you want to get rid of that. But in general, the power supply is probably fine. And if you really don't trust the power supply, if you have reason to think, you know, if it's been sitting in a bucket of water for a year or whatever, you can get replacement ones fairly easily, or find someone who does electronic repairs, because they're easy also to hollow out and to fit a new sort of a new internals into. So it still looks original, but it has a brand new power supply guts inside it. So that's an easy way of doing it. Next, how can I repair a bricked C64C power supply that's causing all the sockets in the house to trip?
That's from Gerald. Is Gerald here? There's Gerald, yeah.
Yeah, well, I would say fix that by putting it in the bin. So the C64 power supplies are dodgy, and they do take the machine with them. They sometimes trip other stuff out as well. I would not trust that power supply as far as I could fire it. So I would, you can get nice new ones online. There are lots of people making them. You can even build them yourself. Okay, C64C with a red LED and a black screen. As a total beginner, I'd love to be able to resurrect it myself. Any tips, resources for replacing capacitors for a complete noob with no soldering experience? You know what? Honestly, I'm not that familiar with the C64, but capacitors-wise, it's not that big a deal. If you do want to change them, then fine. I can't imagine it's capacitors that are causing the problem, unless they've had some sort of crazy failure. But it shouldn't really be the capacitors. It is possible that a dodgy power supply has done some damage. Usually the RAM chips are the first to go on a C64 when that happens. So, it's hard to know. If you get a known good power supply and try it, that's a way to work around it. But other than that, you're gonna need someone who's sort of a specialist at C64 stuff, because it's difficult to say, because you should be able to just learn. And there are lots of guides on it. All the schematics are online and available. There are guides on YouTube about desoldering and resoldering. There's nothing special about the C64 motherboard, really. It's all through-hole stuff. If you're careful, you can solder that and desolder stuff with normal soldering and desoldering tools. if there are some problems with, you know, failed chips, someone who has experience with a C64 will be able to spot that much, much quicker than starting off from scratch, you know. So I would say if you have a working C64 to compare it to and swap chips, that might be a good place to start. But just be aware that if you've got a dead machine, it might also kill the new working chips.
Thanks, Rob. And thanks for the questions. Okay, so some online activity. We're going to keep it minimal today. We've got three new members in the group online. Helg Kvalheim, Jerome Tell, and Matthew Brow. So welcome to the group.
Yeah, and we'd also like to thank people for donating. So big thank you to Paul Harrington, Matthew Whittle, John Mullins, and Shane Clinton.
Yeah, thanks very much, everybody. Music was by virtualdimensions.de and Banjo Gayali. Don't go anywhere, because in the next 2 minutes, I think, we're going to have, or less even, we're going to have John Schaller of the Amigos podcast up, and we're going to finish out with the theme tune from the Mortal Kombat movie. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.